I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Universal Studios Hollywood, you want to go? We have your way in, and not just the tickets, because you get those for qualifying, but there's a grand prize as well. 9 o'clock, your first chance to qualify today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the Subaru A Lot to Love event on now. That's Woo-hoo. Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Big weekend ahead, everyone, as college football season kicks off.
Oh, so, yes. It's going to be great.
You may really enjoy that.
Yeah.
Our boy plays for Cal.
He doesn't play for Cal. He
what are you
does
talking about?
Go to Cal, but he right. does not. He doesn't play.
Well, he kind of plays.
He's going to miss the game this weekend. He's in Portland, so.
He is?
Yeah, he went to visit some friends. He doesn't start school, I think, until end of next week.
He's got friends in Portland?
Yeah. Well, a bunch of his friends go to school up there, so he was like, oh, I have a week, I'll go. Because they started really
Portland
early.
State?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what school. Some random
Probably
school.
Portland State. Good for, well, that's great.
Yeah.
I love Portland. It's a great town.
Yeah, and he's never spent any time there, so he was excited to see it, and he seems to really like it. Of course, right now, the weather's probably great.
Yeah.
You know, this is the time of year.
Right, and then the rain will start.
Yeah. So it's good that he's seeing it now.
I'm just going to try and catch up on a bunch of stuff that I have in front of me. I've got stories that have been pushed for days and sometimes even longer.
I'll try
the most
to be
popular
quiet.
Ice cream flavor in every state.
Oh.
Chocolate is the number one ice cream
in
flavor
the most
in
states?
The most states.
I would have thought vanilla. Don't they? Don't we
Speaking
hear
of Oregon, there it is. No.
Oh.
Vanilla is the story I told you about this consultant, Al Peterson, great guy, nice guy.
Yeah.
But he used to tell me, everybody loves vanilla, Vinny.
Right.
And this was about what you do on the radio. And I'm like, no, dude.
They're going to hate your butter brickle. Just give them vanilla.
People are okay with vanilla. People are fine
yeah,
with
no
vanilla.
Yeah, no one loves vanilla.
People add stuff to vanilla to make vanilla pop. But
to make it
loves vanilla? Mm. No. I don't think so.
I'm with you.
Vanilla came in second, though. Vanilla, 11 states.
Those are for people who just, they're like, I can't decide. Just give me vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate vanilla.
No, this, nobody
my,
hates
my
it
My argument
either.
With him wasn't that I hated it. It was just, I think you're wrong, though.
It's boring.
Love is strong.
Mm-hmm. Everyone likes vanilla. It's fine as the base for, say, cookie dough.
But, you
or
know.
Chocolate chips.
I think when you're talking about ice cream, it's easy to love any of them.
Right.
You know,
yes,
unless
that's
you put
true.
Cardamom in it or something, where you're like, what the hell is yeah. spice doing in my
Nobody
ice cream?
Nobody wants that.
Huh?
But as a base, vanilla is just fine.
Brownie came in third.
Brownie?
Yeah.
Oh, just like chunks of brownie?
Mm-hmm.
In a chocolate base or a vanilla base?
Oh, you got it. Well, actually, either one is good. Yeah. I'd take either one. But chocolate with brownie?
I actually want vanilla with brownie.
Malt. Came in fourth. Strawberry. I love strawberry
Me
ice
too.
Cream. Two states.
Malt. I don't even know what malt tastes like. Like a malted milk ball?
Yeah.
Or,
malt.
I mean,
malt
they put malt in milkshakes.
Uh-huh.
Is that what they're
but
talking about? A milkshake?
I don't like the malt flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like a malted milkshake.
Yeah.
Where they take a spoonful of that malt powder.
The powder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, it's
I don't
got
like
a
it
specific funky taste.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Strawberry,
like six
though,
states
excellent.
Love yeah. malt. Wyoming, Nebraska, Minnesota. Iowa, Louisiana, Tennessee. Malt.
Huh. Malt.
Strawberry got two states. Oreo got two states. Cookie dough got a couple.
How about just plain old chocolate chip?
Salted caramel, no. Chocolate chip did not make the list. Oh. Bourbon ice cream.
No.
In
bourbon.
Kentucky, of course.
No.
Unicorn.
What?
Which is vanilla ice cream mixed with food coloring and glitter. That's Nevada.
Oh, Nevada.
Well, if they could fit a neon sign in there, it'd be even more tasty. Unicorn.
That's while funny. We're on this flavor thing, 80% of people love pumpkin spice season, which is here. It's now.
80%.
It's coming up. 80%.
No wonder it's everywhere. Listen, I don't mind, you know, nutmeg and cinnamon. I think they're nice. I don't want them in my coffee or really anything else. I want them in my pumpkin pie. That's it. Pumpkin spice should be reserved for pumpkin pies.
35% of people would name their child pumpkin spice if it meant free pumpkin spice coffee for life.
What percent?
35%.
Oh, my God.
They love it so much.
Isn't one of the Mama June kids named Pumpkin?
Yes.
Pumpkin. For real or just
no,
nickname?
No, that's her nickname.
Yeah, like Honey Boo Boo's a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Better redneck and ass.
Yeah.
I've used pumpkin before, but I don't.
Yeah, pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Pumpkin, yeah. Hey, pumpkin.
But I don't use it on my kids.
Well, pumpkin is, it can be a very unfortunate name. Like if they turn into a pumpkin at midnight.
Oh, right. Because that. Walking through the park with lots of trees makes you happy as Christmas morning.
Oh. I do love being in the forest. That's very interesting. I don't know if I'm as happy as Christmas morning.
Makes you so much happier that their mood gets lifted to the same level it does on Christmas morning.
Maybe someone handed me some coffee cake on the way in and I could sit down in the forest and eat the coffee cake.
In a park that has a lot of trees.
Trees are great.
Yeah.
Trees are just, they really, I don't know about Christmas morning level though.
It's great for your well-being. Spending time in nature is so good for you.
Mm.
Promotes your mental health big time.
Oh, my God. I do like camping. Camping's nice, you know, when you're out there.
Hold on, listen to this. Go, Bryn.
Go, Bing.
Listening once again.
Almost half of people have faked an excuse to get out of plans with someone.
Oh, yeah. Only half? The other half are lying.
What do you mean?
Hasn't everyone said, I have to, my mom called.
I just say I don't want to.
You've never lied to get out of something? Never.
I really just say I don't want to.
Never.
Never, Sarah.
You're amazing.
No, I probably have. I just can't remember.
Good for you.
But ever since I started feeling like an adult.
Yeah.
I can say,
since
no,
I've been 40, basically I'll say no. But before that, I was like, no, I got some
I'm a grown person. I don't want to and I don't have to. Yeah.
Most of the time, people say it's usually so we can just sit home and watch TV.
Yeah, I just didn't want to go. Sorry, I'm late. I didn't want to be here.
Yep.
This is just all nonsense. Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't have to make up lies, but we do have certain societal niceties,
yeah.
And you do
want to be nice about it.
There's plenty of people where, and I've been told this by people, including my partner.
You mean your wife?
Yeah, that's what I meant. You don't have to be so harsh about it.
Mm.
Like, sometimes it's
be
like
tactful.
Spiking something into someone's face. You're like, just say it, and I'm just trying to be honest, but that's not, I get it.
Got to soften the blow.
That's the last thing I wanted to do. Right. I was just trying to
adamantly express that I don't
want
to.
Let you know, let's not continue the conversation. There's no wiggle room. I'm not doing that.
Right. It's a hard no.
Right.
Yeah. Say it with have like a conciliatory look. It's a no. It's a hard no. It's not an arguable no, but it's a full on no.
I'm
with a nice look. Like
I'm better.
Love you.
I've gotten better
love
at
with
it.
Nothing but love. No.
So I haven't gotten to go to a Giants game this whole season.
Oh.
Because I've been busy.
Mm.
I have watched some games on TV, though.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a young man named Mike Yastrzemski
on
our team.
Any relation to Carl Yastrzemski?
Yes.
Oh.
It's Carl Yastrzemski's grandson.
Oh, really?
Who plays outfield for the San Francisco Giants.
Wow.
And they'll be headed to Fenway Park next month to take on the Red Sox.
That's so
and
funny.
And Carl is in the news saying, it's going to be emotional.
I'll bet it
That's
is.
That's my grandson playing against my team.
Huh.
Carl is super famous, especially if you're from Boston.
Right. Yastrzemski is the only place I've ever heard that name was related to the Red Sox.
Huh. He spent his entire career with the Red Sox. I was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame on a first ballot back in 89.
How old is he now? It's gotta be.
Carl, I don't have his age, but yeah, he's
old enough to have a grandson old enough to be in the league.
Right.
Carl is 80. The grandson is 29.
Yep. And he's very proud of his young grandson, Mike.
He is, right.
So that's neat.
Yes.
I just thought, and I've seen him play and thought, oh, that must be.
Right.
They have to be related.
Right.
Of the famous baseball Yastrzemskis.
Young Yaz.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Vinny.
Boy, this is how they do you.
What?
The woman who invented windshield wipers in 1903 never made any money from them. Because car companies told her, we can't do that. Those will distract drivers. There's no market for that. After she let the patent expire, they jumped on them.
Oh, man.
Ah, they did her in the worst way.
And then they tried to do the guy who made
Typical
the intermittent wipers.
Right.
See that movie?
What?
No.
What'd you say?
What?
It was a whole movie about the guy who came up with the intermittent wiper.
Who would watch that?
I watched it because...
No, you didn't.
I did watch it. Greg Kinnear was in it.
Oh.
You watched it too? Look at you.
No, I'm trying to picture Greg Kinnear had a hot minute there.
He did. It was one of his hot minute movies, I think.
He's gone now.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. He did some God movie recently. I thought I saw him in
Yeah, I feel like
Jesus-y
I saw
movie.
Him a couple months back doing some interviews for
He
something.
Like got nominated in that movie he did with Nicholson.
Yeah. Good as it gets.
Yeah,
I can't remember. But
Helen Hunt.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The first PG-13 movie ever was Red Dawn in 84.
Oh.
PG-13 rating was created after Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom got a controversial PG rating 3 months earlier, and it proved there should be some middle ground rating between PG and R. All right. Take
he's
it easy.
Four movies this year.
Who?
Greg Kinnear.
Oh, so he's working. Are they all on the Hallmark Channel?
I don't know. And then two to be announced coming up.
Oh.
I've been meaning to mention the Harley thing, so let me do that real quick. Harley Davidson is known for their motorcycles.
For the loud farting sound that they make.
Yeah, and I think that they've got a, while they're great, and they're a great American institution almost, mm-hmm. and a brand, they have to be careful what they add to their product lineup, because they've got a certain image.
Yeah.
They will be adding...
Oh no, baby seats.
No, electric bicycles.
Oh.
And I'm curious how that'll go. I hope it goes well. The electric bicycle.
People want electric bicycles. I know people who are retrofitting regular bicycles to be electric bicycles now. And that's like their gig.
And you've got one.
I do. Well, I borrowed it.
Right.
They've loaned it to me from Specialized.
But, I mean, you use it, right?
Oh, my God. All the time. I laugh at the people I'm riding bikes with. I'm like, hurry up, you guys. God.
And all those...
She's what are you getting all sweaty for?
In my neighborhood, they've got the red loop bikes. I think they're called loop, but those are electric too. Yeah. Those are super with the little basket on the front. They're everywhere.
It's nice. It's good.
Anyway, Harley's jumping into the battery powered city bike. So we'll see how they do with it.
Oh, specifically city bike, as in they're going to have drop spots where you can.
Oh, I don't know if it'll be a drop spot, but it'll be the pedal assist electric bike.
So you could just buy one for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, they're great.
I
right
hope
up
they
a
do
hill.
Well. I like Harley. I mean, I don't have one, and I do know, and I'm not into people splitting lanes.
Right.
I know that's why you get a bike, but I think it's
scary.
Dangerous as hell, and I think you're just putting a lot of trust in people that they can see you.
Yep.
It looks like they're putting out three different models.
All right.
And
does one of them go when you
Stop
drive it?
On the low end, starting at under $500, all the way up to the high end of $10,000.
Yeah, they're expensive bikes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, if you wanted to run for a while, they're expensive. I mean, the $500 one probably gets you down to the corner store and back. You have to walk it the last quarter mile. Hey, Will. Oh, are you going to get some texts in? On the other side, we're going to meet our studio audience this morning. They brought us all kinds.
Let's break. We'll come back and do the texts.
And more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.